Welcome to the Saturday Morning Circle. I'm Charlotte. I'm a mom of twins, and our family is in the long process of relocating to the UK. I trained and worked as a medical doctor in Germany, but I realized that the medical world demands a lifestyle that wasn't right for me. So after medical school, I spent 3 years as a holistic health coach for women. And honestly, I'm still on a journey myself. For the past 20 years, I've been exploring the deep wisdom of the female body. And now I want to share, reflect, and grow alongside you. There are so many deep insights I want to share with you. And I'm so happy that you are here, that you are listening, and that we are on this journey together. I created the Saturday Morning Circle as a warm and nourishing space where we can slow down together, reconnect, and explore what it truly means to live life in harmony with ourselves. Together, as a like-minded community, we learn how to create a life that nurtures our creativity, honors our cyclical nature, and weaves rhythm and ritual into our everyday life. Imagine women gathering on a Saturday morning, scent of coffee and fresh flowers in the air, a space filled with understanding and support. A circle where we hold each other, where there is space for each and every one of us and the individual that we all are. This is our circle. A place where we embrace simplicity, beauty, and wisdom, where we share our gifts, where we are encouraged, where we live in kindness and are together on the journey back to ourselves. This podcast and our community are the heart of my work, and I want the Saturday Morning Circle to be more than just a listening experience. I want it to be a space where we truly connect and support one another. That's why I've created a Patreon page where you'll find a beautiful community of like-minded women and everything that I feel called to create for you. It is a place of beauty and a place of kindness, and it's also a way for you to support this podcast if you feel called to do so, if it enriches your life. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'd love for you to join us. As this community of beautiful souls grows, I hope we can create a ripple effect, a really deep imprint on this earth that is filled with uplifting energies, that is inspiring, that gives us hope, that gives us the courage to stand up for ourselves and to come together to share and to support each other. So, let's take the next step on this journey together. Let's begin. Today we are talking about the magic of slow living, of creating a life that runs on a slower pace, and mainly why it is, especially for us women, so incredibly important that we live our life, at least from time to time, on a slower pace. Have you ever noticed the quiet rhythm that pulses through nature? The way waves move in and out, the way trees sway with the wind, the way our breath naturally rises and falls? Life itself moves in patterns, expansion and contraction, tension and release, movement and stillness. And we are meant to move with it. We, as spiritual beings on this journey, on this beautiful journey of living life through a human body, we are meant to live in this natural pattern of like tension and release, movement and stillness. Our bodies are not designed for constant acceleration. We are built for both fast and slow, for deep inhales and long exhales, for moments of striving and moments of simply being. Yet in our modern world, we've lost touch with these rhythms. The world moves fast, faster than ever before, and in trying to keep up, we push ourselves beyond what feels natural. We rush through our days in survival mode, checking things off our never-ending lists, squeezing more and more into the same 24 hours. And somewhere in that rush, we lose a piece of ourselves. Maybe you felt it too, the quiet ache, the subtle disconnection. Perhaps you long to pick up a paintbrush again, to lose yourself in creativity like you once did. Maybe you miss the deep satisfaction of a slow-cooked meal in a lingering conversation, or an afternoon spent without a to-do list. You try to return to these things, but they don't feel the same anymore. And you wonder why. Why do I not feel this deep satisfaction anymore when I turn to these things I always love to do? Why do they not help me to slow down anymore? The truth is, the pace of our world has changed drastically over the past two decades. Everything is available to us instantly. Raspberries in January, summer clothes in winter. A constant flood of information, entertainment, and noise. And while this convenience can feel like a luxury, it also comes at a cost. The natural rhythm of life that once grounded us has been disrupted. We feel it in our nervous systems, in the tension we carry, in the restlessness, and we can't quite name it. This disconnection, this unspoken grief, can leave us feeling unsettled, even unsafe, because we don't quite understand what's wrong. We only know that something feels off. But there's the beautiful thing. We can choose differently. How we return to our natural flow again. Our bodies instinctively know how to move through life with a rhythm, just like the seasons, just like the moon. Nature follows cycles of growth and of rest, of fullness and retreat. And how I mentioned earlier, so do we. A woman's body, for example, shifts through natural phases, rising energy, stillness, quiet reflection, just to name a few. Yet in a world that is designed for constant output, we are taught to ignore these changes, to push through, to stay on all the time. And of course, over time, this wears us down completely. This is why we feel so depleted. Now, the big question, how can we return home? How can we return home to a pattern that embraces us fully in this duality of like going outwards, going inwards? This is what I mean with slow living. Slow living is not about doing less for the sake of it. It is about honoring what we are made for. It is about stepping away from the rush and creating a life that feels like home. Creating a life that feels nourishing and accepting and is filled with the deep understanding from ourselves for ourselves. I don't know if you can understand what I mean in this way, but it feels like we don't have to push anymore because we can create a life that is aligned with who we truly are. And this life is possible, I promise you. Imagine a life where slowness isn't something we steal in rare moments, but something we weave into our daily rhythm. Where every routine, where every decision we make for ourselves is guided by a deeper understanding of like the ever-changing energies within ourselves, within our life. And as soon we start to honor these like changing patterns of energies, we start to flourish, we start to bloom, we start to not feel so exhausted anymore. A slow life can mean where we share meals on a table, not rushed between obligations, where we cook with love, not just for the necessity, where we take time to notice the way sunlight dances on the walls, the sound of laughter echoing through our homes, and the way a cup of tea feels warm in our hands. Slow living is about presence, fully inhabiting the moment you are in, without rushing ahead to the next, without thinking about the next thing you have to do. And I want to take it a step further, because I'm not just talking about mindfulness here. Mindfulness is a big part of it, yes, but to create a life where your very own physiology, your body, starts to relax into. And it starts to relax into your life, and it starts to relax in this very moment when you allow yourself to be fully yourself and to listen to your own body's needs. And this, my dear, my love, is not a luxury. It is the return to what we are always meant to be. So take this as a gentle invitation to slow down. This week, I invite you to embrace one small act of slowness, just one, that helps you, or that makes you instantly feel relaxed when you just think about it. And it can be something very simple. It can be a cleansing shower in the evening. It can be having dinner together with your family without screens. It can be reading to your children every night, stepping outside to feel the fresh morning air before the world awakes. It can be watching the sunrise every morning. Maybe it's listening, truly listening to someone you love. Or maybe it's allowing yourself to sit in stillness, even if it's just for a few minutes a day. And don't forget the magic ingredients of this little experiment. It's your presence. It is your presence within your body. And why I emphasize the body, and you will hear this in the future much more often from me, is that our body is so incredibly wise. It is not working against us. It is working with us. It is co-creating with us. It is us. Our body is us. So if our body suffers and cannot relax, you cannot relax. There is not this disconnection between you and your body. You are your body. You are your physiology. And there is no pushing necessary. There's just, the only thing we need to change is to look with kindness onto our very own body. And I just invite you to be present within your body, to create healthy boundaries so you can start to listen to your body, and to choose this one thing that makes you feel understood from yourself. What do you need? What is this one thing that helps you this week to slow down a bit more? Another thing I want to mention here are healthy boundaries. Create this little framework, these healthy boundaries, to protect the slowness in your life. Because, how I said earlier, as a society, we are so focused on putting things out there, on being productive, on like creating the next thing, that a moment that is just spent in stillness without agenda, the only intention we can maybe say behind it is to be in your natural rhythm, to be yourself. This is the only thing I want to invite you to with this first podcast episode. Just give yourself the time of 1 week and see what this already does to your body, to your physiology, to your life, to your lifestyle. If you, instead of pushing more, becoming more effective, think about how can I make the counter movement to my demanding life? How can I tune into the natural rhythm of nature? Because when we inhale, we need to exhale. There's never a step backwards. It's a homecoming, and it is a tool to close loops, to fulfill something, and to give you the time to embrace your life fully. And maybe, just maybe, the life we've been longing for has been waiting for us to slow down and notice it all along. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this moment with me. I hope today's episode made you feel seen, heard, and embraced. If you enjoy this episode, I'd love for you to join our community over on Patreon, where we can connect more deeply through whatever you wish. Just let me know what you wish from me, and we can have regular online meetups, we can share reflections, we can contemplate together, we can set intentions for the week, and I'm working on a lot of extra content, so you'll find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet you there and get to know you. And if this podcast speaks to you, I would love for you to share it with someone who you think would enjoy it too. And it would mean the world to me if you leave it a 5-star review now, right in the beginning, if this podcast episode helped you, because it just helps other women too who need to hear this message. Until next time, let's keep slowing life down, embrace the beauty in our days, and walking this journey back to ourselves together. Lots of love, Charlotte.